Simon Reish Tadi Aleph Shal Shurut. We're going to see yesterday's and today's Alf Beis Gimel Dalet Aleph. Have you ever more the kind of the shlishis? V'afim musave yochal kaima tevi kabeitza. Kim Dumani, this is the only place in all of Hilchos Shabbos that it mentions that the chiv of a Suda Shabbos is kabeitza and not a kizayin. Vashas b'chur shvi kizayin. That which you have to have a kibbutz if a person washes is just also the birchas on the tefillin, which I don't know that the minig olam is to be machmer, to makbin maybe on that. Anytime you have, as long as you have a kizayis, you're enough. That's enough. The lemaisa of the mishnah over here, the mechaber says one should have a kizayis, and he learns out all the rest of the halachas of from the other sudas, betem. Should be, he says it's even a little bit more than a kibbutz. You should have. Now, in a different place, the Tosefta Shabbos says, and who is Mr. Finamina, that's maybe Pshat here also, Tosefta Shabbos says that a person should have a Suda Shabbos, Afilo in a Tzarech al Kizayis. Yisad HaShulchanah, Afilo in a Tzarech al Kizayis. And he says, what do you mean Afilo in a Tzarech al Kizayis? He says, "Best maker chiv is only kizayis." He says, "Kibeitza, with other things that should have, you should lechatzila have together with other things. You should have a kibeitza of other foods. However, the amount of pasta you need is only a kizayis." Heard that's the same thing over here. Yochel kam yisavi kibeitza. I don't know if you need a kibeitza of pasta, but maybe kibeitza together with the other foods, you come to kibeitza. But lechura, all you should is kizayis. Now. It's not my first this way in the Mishnah Berurah. It's not my first either way in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say, what? You always have an ishal to tzitzis dam, but let's say I won't have an ishal to tzitzis dam. I won't make an ishal to tzitzis dam. I won't even carry shalosh shuras. I don't want to have an ishal to tzitzis dam. Is it a chiv to make a bracha of an ishal to tzitzis dam? You don't make a bracha of an ishal to tzitzis dam. Since you have a chiv suda and you have a chiv to wash your hands, if you. If I say, Kenza and Itaka don't need a kibbetza of pas, kizayis would be enough. Sif Beis talks about not drinking water in between mincha and maariv, and I think the minig is like the second yeshayim, which is brought down in the Ramah. Not that it's asur lishtayis ben mincha and maariv, rather it's asur lishtayis min hanahoris ben mincha and maariv. And since that's not very nigya nowadays, but mainly people are makbid on that. You take water out of the tap, and that's not a problem. With regard to Sif Gimel, it says that a person has one suda and wants to split it up into two sudas, that he should have shalosh sudas, and it shouldn't be achila gaso. So it says, Mishnah Berurah says you should get up in the middle. Yokum v'yelech mas bein time. Mishnah Berurah says anybody that stayed in the place and wasn't masik, so then they didn't split up the suda. You have to have it's mamshech as long as they stay there. Maybe a person should bench, and get up. You can't stay by the table. The shayla is, how long of a walk do you need? Mishnah Berurah doesn't say how long of a walk. How long do you have to be masik in between? Mishnah Berurah doesn't say how long. In Kenzayin and Echanami, 5 minutes is enough. As long as you walk around, you birchas mazik make a hefsek, and you get up, you show you finish as soon as they get back. There's no specific amount. I think that the Eilim tries to be naik, to wait a half an hour if they could. So the lechur from the Mishnah Berurah, it's not mavur that you have to wait that long. And the lechur, any amount, as long as you make a hefsek, some people walk around the block. That's enough of a hefsek that you already finished the suda. You benched and and they didn't move from the time that they benched. Where that the hefsek of? And that's already got up from the suda. The question is, they mamish sat in the same place, but pashtus will comment that it's so far it's already shas equal, sheer equal possibly. Then lechura, it's bad to mehefsek. Where do you draw the line? I can't tell you. Sif Dalet talks about kiddush. Ein tzarech lekadosh to the shlishis. Aval tzarech letzeil shnei kikros. This din kiddush is only twice, once at night and once during the day. However, lecha mishnah is even 100 times. Says the Rama. Anytime the mat, you only have to have 3 sudas. But if you have 4 sudas, you have 5 sudas, 6 sudas, then you also have to have lecha mishnah, like the Rama says. Im soyed har bifam shabbos tzarech lechol sudu beis kikros. With the eved shal sudas, you only have one. You could be makel with only one. With regard to kiddush, lamaisa, the Rambam says one should have wine at least. And if it's Mekadosh, then we don't really have to Mekadosh, no Kiddush Be'etzem of Shabbos Day. And therefore, there are those that are Makbet to try to have wine in the Suda. That's what he says. Toiv Lahadr, the Mishnah Berurah says, Toiv Lahadr Levarach Aliyayin Techa Suda, Sukuni Shabbos. Some people are Mahadr. I think most people are probably not Mahadr. From just where I've been in various different places, I once saw one person do it. I can't say I've been by hundreds of people, but I've definitely been by a number of people with Shalashas, and I've only seen one person be Mahadr to do it. See them do it, Litvish, I don't think that's so much. The one other point is what the Sharatim points out is that if a person didn't have wine and for Shabbos day, and he didn't make Kiddush earlier, then he should make Kiddush before Suda Shlishis. Even if he didn't, even though we're saying that you don't have to make Kiddush, and there's an only in maybe to drink Techa Suda, or if you didn't make Kiddush earlier, you should make before the Suda Shlishis to be Mekayim the din of Kiddush that you didn't make earlier in the day.